Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year coming up. We're in that time. This week right here is what we're doing. If nothing else, we get to spend time with family, hopefully, and eat some green bean casserole.
We love that green bean casserole.
Oh, my gosh. My wife is such a good cook. Yep. You're such a good cook.
I concur.
She's so much better than Aunt Sue.
Oh!
Did I say that? Ooh. I'm so glad we're... Well, I'm just glad we're having...
I am not going to be allowed back in the house.
I'm just glad. I say that because I'm just glad dinner's going to be over here. She doesn't listen anyway, so what's the matter?
Her ears are burning right now. I could tell. It's just going through the ether.
I shouldn't have said that.
You shouldn't have said that.
I take that back. Cancel that thought.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Yeah, we got news. Wayne Elliott's going to be here. Of course, he's going to talk about Strauss Heart Drops, a couple of new products. But he's going to tell a story about one of his ship-breaking stories. You know, he breaks huge warships.
Yeah,
I mean, all over the world, people use, or certainly this hemisphere, you know, he's done work on huge warships, World War II, Vietnam. I mean, just, it's pretty interesting. One of the ships was a sister to the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That's a cool story. Love
it. And you got to hear this. So we're going to talk about that and more, of course, some of the stories about dealing with or spending time with Jim Strauss and what you learned from there. And
I take my Strauss drops every day.
Strauss heart drops? Mm-hmm. I do too.
I don't have a problem. I take them as a maintenance.
Unless I forget, I take them. Well, you have a crease in your ear.
My dad did. Yeah,
I got one.
I don't have any symptoms or anything like that. But he convinced me. I think anybody over 40 should take them as a maintenance.
Probably.
I would think so.
Well, with our diet and the calcium, and the bad calcium.
Yeah.
Anyway, Billy D.
Williams.
Billy D. Williams. Yeah, that's funny. No, he's a chiropractor. He's the head. Dr. Billy DeBoss is his real name. California Jam. You ever heard of that? It's the number one chiropractic seminar and natural health expo with over 24 expert speakers and a rock and roll show playing throughout the weekend.
Excellent. What's he speaking about?
If you like music and you like natural health and chiropractic,
combining them. He's a forward thinker.
Yeah. Well, Robert Kennedy is going to be there. Does Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Group, those are some of the people that we know.
Wow. They're going there?
All three of them.
Oh, boy.
And more. So we know all three of those.
Yeah,
and
we like them.
So I've never met them. Dr. Group said, hey, why don't you? I would love new people. So anyway, let's get to the news, and then we'll go forward from there. Any big thing on your mind? What's the biggest thing on your mind this morning?
Well, I got the list of the top five.
That's the biggest thing on your
mind? No, it's not the biggest
thing. What's the biggest story on your mind?
Barr calls out George Soros.
And what did he say?
Well, that he's causing all sorts of trouble. George Soros is making all sorts of trouble by paying all these people, giving money to the downline prosecutors and...
To their elections,
trying to control elections downline.
I get tired of talking about this. I mean, I think it's important that he brought that up. That's all I'm saying. I get tired of talking about this because he has a warrant for his arrest from at least, I think, three countries, Russia being one of them.
Yep.
He has an international warrant.
For Interpol. Least, Interpol could come and arrest him.
At least three countries, nations. I believe that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
yeah.
It's four.
Yeah, it might be four.
Maybe I'll try to verify.
For trying to destroy their currency.
I think Russia is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Poland. I don't know. I'm pretty sure Russia is one of them. Is this meaningless? So what if he, is this meaningless?
Well, it seems like they're building up because he's
mentioning. Who's building up?
Barr.
Is building up what?
To start arresting these people, hopefully.
You stay up late at night and you believe he's going to arrest.
No, I don't stay up
late. I don't lose any
sleep over it.
You believe there's going to be
arrests. It's a positive.
Well, it's not negative. I guess it's not negative.
Of the story. It could be that they're just giving us little chunks to hold on to until they lower the boom on us, but I don't think it's going to be that way. I think it's going to be he's going to lower the boom on at least 10, 15 people.
Anybody prominent?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What do you think?
We won't have a country.
Is that the biggest story? You told me something else this morning, which I tended more to agree with you.
What's that? About Virginia?
Yeah, about Virginia.
Yeah. Matt Bracken? No.
No, the Mike Adams story that we talked about it in the last week. He thinks that now there's 95 counties in Virginia.
Yes.
And like 90 of them either have passed or in the process of passing some sort of Second Amendment proclamation, whatever, in their county.
In their county, making their counties sovereign.
What Mike Adams also claims to, or his sources are saying that the plan is to do what?
Oh, to have roadblocks to start taking the guns away from people.
And what justification will they have for that?
Terrorism. To stop terrorism.
You mean they're just, is there, I don't think there's any books, quote unquote, on laws on the book, quote unquote laws, statute on the law.
Well, they're gonna make up some statutes. They're getting ready to vote on it pretty soon here. So, if they pass it, it doesn't matter if they pass it or not. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
Well, then why are they able to do this then?
Because they can, because American people won't stop them. But I think they're going to stop them in Virginia. They start making roadblocks and start taking people's guns away and start arresting people. Them hunters and them snipers over in Virginia, I think they're going to take them out.
Okay, this is similar to the revolution, you know, who shoots first. Do you think that, how do you think this is going to break down?
Bad.
Do you think Virginia is going to pass some draconian?
I do.
You
do? I do. They have to.
Because
they're in such a corner. They're in such a mess. They thought they could do this impeachment. That backfired in their face.
Well, so they're done. Why are they delayed? Let's get to that. Here, I'll write that. We'll get back to the guns. Why is Pelosi delaying taking? If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, the House voted to impeach Trump. Then by law, she's got to take that document. Basically the charges. Here's the charges,
right.
And then bring them to the Senate, and they're supposed to have a trial to say guilty or not guilty.
Correct.
Why is she not?
Why is
that?
She delaying? I have no idea, but I can guess.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear it.
I believe that she's probably trying to dig up more dirt because we've talked about. I don't trust the Republicans over in the Senate as far as I can throw them. All of them are beholding to people with money. Or they got blackmail on them, and they're just trying to put their ducks in a row, see how many people they can, flip before they send the impeachment documents over there.
There is no way, unless something else comes out, or something else, or they make up something, there is no way with what we've seen now, there is no way the Senate is going to convict Donald Trump.
No way. But if they got blackmail on most of them, I believe that they do.
There is no way. There is no way right now with what we've seen.
No, absolutely.
No way.
I agree. No, absolutely
They don't have enough blackmail power to do that.
I don't think so. I think
there's no way.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay. So why is she delaying? Because she knows it's going to fail?
Yeah, because she knows it's
going to fail. So one, you say they're trying to get leverage or trying to dig up dirt to try to create a case to then get people to flip, or two, she just doesn't want it to blow up in her face.
Yeah, and then if that doesn't work, if she can't get people to flip, she's not going to go through with it. So she's going to have to get that off the front story because everybody's going to be pounding, oh, they don't have nothing. Well, how come he's not getting impeached? Well, if they start a civil war in Virginia.
This is very provocative. This discussion. And you know, especially if you're new to the broadcast, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, what in the world are you talking about? We wouldn't bring this up if people that Mike Adams is credible to me.
Oh, yeah.
I like Mike Adams.
Very credible.
Do I agree with everything? No, I don't agree with everything my wife says.
That's right.
I mean, that's, you know, ridiculous. But, I think it's warranted a discussion, and certainly everything we've seen, it's certainly something we should be thinking about.
Oh yeah, if the impeachment doesn't go through, I think they're going to have false flags.
Who's they?
Pelosi and the deep state, allegedly.
You think they will do false flags and get people to do
take that impeachment off the burners?
off the front pages.
Off the front pages.
So they'll just say, oh, my bad, never mind.
That's it.
Never mind.
Never mind.
We got to do other things for the, we got to all focus together for the good of the country
right now.
We got to
protect the people.
We got to protect the people instead of doing this, and we need to all back behind our country right now.
Yeah.
Is that how you think that'll go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I think it'll go. Whether it'll go like that, I don't know.
Very interesting. My wife, I should get my wife in here to talk about this. A couple of the girls that my children play with at Uncle Steve's church.
Mm-hmm.
My wife took them all to the mall, you know, bought them gifts, you know, just
had a good time with them.
Yeah, whatever. And that's the first time that she's done that with this girl. One of them is like 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say some maybe things you don't want your children to hear right now. So just, you know, just be aware. I'm just telling you, but you need to be aware. I think you need to be aware of this. So she's having a discussion with this 11-year-old, 11-year-old.
Right.
And this is, you know, we don't live in New York. We don't live in California.
Nope.
And she is telling my wife about how people smoke weed all the time in the bathroom. She's 11 in middle school. 11. She's talking about, you know, my wife had to shut her up because she didn't want her talking around my children.
Right.
About other, you know, she says, about men and, you know, again, I'm trying to say this in a tactful way, but use your imagination.
Right.
Men and women things. Oh, I know way much about, I know all kind of things about that. And my wife says,
that's enough.
You shouldn't know anything about that. You're 11 years old. She is 11 years old.
And we're out in the rural area.
She doesn't live in, this isn't New York or California or, you know, there's not CSE comprehensive sex education in these schools yet. I mean, to some degree, that's the thing. I don't know. If you think that schools are like when you went to school, you don't know what you're talking about. You
absolutely don't.
I'm saying this because the other thing she said was probably worse than all the others combined in some way. She said, and you tell me where she gets this idea.
All right.
She goes to church. Her father goes to church. They're God-fearing, you know, general God-fearing people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you can overcome the influence of these damned schools? You are foolish.
I would tend to agree with that.
She said, when I grow up, I don't want to have children.
Yeah, that's what they're teaching in school.
Where do you think she got that idea?
Mm-hmm.
They're smoking weed all the time in the bathroom. She don't want to have children, and she knows way too much about
sex.
Relations.
Mm-hmm. And why doesn't she have, did she say why she didn't want to have children? Because of the earth?
No, my wife just cut her off.
I'm sure that was the next sentence.
Something about that.
Something was, yeah.
Something.
Because I want to protect the planet and the animals.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that part.
Okay.
But she didn't get that idea from church.
No, she didn't get that out of the gospel. I know that.
So why do I bring this up with the story about Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot of older people, and this relates to this story with Bernie Sanders here. Okay, I'm going to put these two together if I can find this story. Well, it's here somewhere. Oh, here it is. Just in time for Christmas, Bernie's campaign has mailed family persuasion guides so you can be converted to socialism by one group you believe is smarter than you, your children. The older generation still thinks socialism is a dirty word. They still believe in the Declaration of Independence. They still have some connection to the Bill of Rights. They were taught that in school. They may have even prayed in school. They have a connection to God. Hey, we are children of God. Blah, blah, blah. They believe in the Second Amendment generally, really strong, really high percentage, way over 50%. All these things are in the older generation. Do you think that this is going to continue if things just are left or something is not done?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
These younger generations don't want to have children.
They don't want to
have
children.
They're smoking weed in the bathroom all the time, and they're sexually perverted.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got into guns or anything like that with her. I mean, who knows what she thinks about guns? I don't know.
I mean, who was that guy that did that? Let's see, he did an expose back in the 30s and said how countries destroyed themselves.
Well, I think his name was Unwin.
Yeah,
massive research, not just research.
Yeah. You want to check that out about?
There's a lot of Illuminati documents. How do you control society? You over-sexualize them.
Right.
Unwin said, a society's culture is directly related to their feelings about premarital relations.
Right. Exactly.
And after marriage fidelity.
And their prosperity, too. It's all tied in together.
All tied in. And if you get to the point where there is no commitment, there is no, you know, marriage isn't important, there is not that institution of society. So the marriage relations and that sexual relation within that marital relations, if that is not kept sacred, if that really is broken completely down in society, which, you know, it hasn't yet in America, but it's close.
But it started back in the 60s.
Right.
As an experiment,
yes,
remember?
Yes. So, if a society does that, it's three generations and there's no the culture is completely collapsed. And basically, there's no country.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
There's no country in about three generations.
And Russia realizes that, and they're paying people to have kids.
Yes.
And families.
If you think that your government is like you, FBI officials get short jail sentence for spying on U.S. citizens. So we finally have somebody jailed for spying on a U.S. citizen.
And how long did they get?
7 days.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
This is Cheryl Atkinson.
And my God.
The sentence came the end of last week. 60-year-old Mark Tolson, then an FBI analyst, admittedly illegal accessing the computer of a political rival, special counsel Robert Mueller, in October 2018 during the investigation into President Trump. He said he's trying to protect Mueller because some stuff. So he started to illegally spy on the guy that was has some dirt on Mueller or did a story on Mueller.
He's probably still he's probably still getting paid at the FBI. I'm sure he didn't lose his job. I'm sure he. I would bet he didn't lose his job.
Another story. I don't know. I don't know if he has or not. Let's see. Others at the FBI used the material to obtain wiretaps against Berkman and blogger Jacob Wall. So they used the information that he stole illegally,
right,
against the Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, 95% of the freaking problems you can think of when it comes to government and people,
yeah,
they disappear. They're rooted somewhere in the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
That's
all
why
there.
I begged you to put it on your refrigerator.
And understand it.
Well, let's just get it up there first. Because we don't have it up there. I mean, we sold a bunch of them and we gave a bunch of them away.
Mm-hmm.
But we should sell 10 times
thousands.
That.
10,000.
10 times that.
Buy
much.
One.
Don't buy one. Just print one off your computer.
Yeah, yeah,
put
it
up.
That's right. It's right on the internet. I don't know if it's on Google. If you Google it, you might have a hard time finding it.
You want? Okay. Never mind. We'll save that story for another time. I did have trouble finding. I was looking up something about the Bill of Rights. It took me.
Oh, yeah.
They don't make it easy.
No, they do not.
Take about 15 minutes for me to find the text from the Bill of Rights.
Right. Scopes will pop up first.
Alabama police shoot woman after entering her home while trying to arrest man who was already in jail. The Bill of Rights.
That's right.
The Fourth Amendment.
That's
why can they go in somebody's house? Who signed this warrant? There has to be a warrant. There has to be a testimony. This should all been checked out. The judge should confirm everything that he lives there. Blah, blah, blah,
That's
blah,
right.
blah, blah. It should all be.
Has to be a signed, sworn affidavit.
Police officers in Mobile County, Alabama entered a home and shot a woman while trying to arrest a man who was already in jail. Authorities now blaming the woman because she held up a shotgun after they entered her home. So their master. So whatever police say, you're supposed to do. See, that's their attitude.
Does it say they broke down the door? They probably broke down the door, startled the lady.
No, they did startle the lady. Here's what happened: a guy was outside. I can't remember the guy's name. I read this whole anyway. A guy was outside.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "We're the police. We're looking for blah blah blah. He's not here. He's in jail. He doesn't live here."
Right.
They threw him on the ground. You know, arrested him, threw him on the ground.
My God.
And he told them, he said, "Be careful when you go in there. My girlfriend's in there, and she's sleeping on the couch, and she's got a shotgun right by. If you startle her, she's got." He told them that.
Oh, my gosh.
He told them that. So what do you think John Q. Law did?
Busted down the door.
Busted right in there. She picked up a shot. Of course, she picked up a shotgun and they shot her. You see the attitude? See, that's I am so sick of these damned cops.
Yeah, me too.
And their attitude.
Yeah.
They're not a help.
Nope.
What do they do to help?
Nope.
The only way they help the people is if they go off protocol, if they do something on their own. And there are a lot of good policemen.
Yeah, there are.
When I say cops, I mean as an institution of police. There are a lot of good policemen. Mm-hmm. The only way they help the public is one of two ways. One is if they go off their training and go off protocol and do something in favor of the people.
Correct.
One. Two, it's a just happens to coincide with them enforcing statutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Period.
She doesn't go out and get groceries. She doesn't go out and get go to work. Where they can pick her up.
It wasn't. They weren't even going after her.
Oh, I know.
It was. She's not the one that had a warrant for, or an alleged warrant.
It's crazy.
This is just some. The guy's girlfriend is not even who they were looking for. He doesn't. He's in jail. The guy. Did you understand what?
Yeah,
he
I got
said?
It. He's in jail.
He was in jail. He's already in jail.
Well, I'm sure they wanted to talk to her. So you can't talk.
No,
to
no,
her.
No. They wanted to pick up the guy that's in jail.
Yeah. All right.
They didn't want to talk to her. They were come to arrest the guy that was in jail.
The imaginary guy.
No, a real guy who's in jail.
Okay.
He's already in jail. Are you following this?
I got it.
And then they have the audacity. Oh, well, she picked up. You know.
You have a right to protect yourself.
Right. You have no lawful reason to be in that house.
No.
You are the intruder. She should have shot every damn one of you.
I agree.
That was a situation in Utah where at 4 o'clock in the morning, the guy's ex-girlfriend said, well, he's growing a pot plant in his basement. He's an ex-soldier, probably needs to smoke dope so he can just sleep at night or whatever because he's got PTSD. He's growing one pot plant in the thing. They execute a warrant on him 3-4 in the morning. Of course, he's ex-special forces, whatever. He shoots every one of them in the house. And his only mistake, he didn't kill him. Because then lied about him, and they put him in jail for about 20 years.
Yeah.
Is that harsh? Is that harsh, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want to be free? Do you want your 11-year-old smoking weed in the bathroom? This is what government does. They're leeches. They're destroyers.
That's right.
You have to be vigilant. You have the power. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support over the Power Mall, and you're welcome for what we do here. We know that bringing these products together, the best that are out there, coagulated into one easy spot, I know it's helpful for you. Your emails and stuff say so, so thank you. Please note, today, the Power Mall, meaning the phone line, 877-817-9829, will be open. Today will be open normal, but the next few days, of course, for Christmas, it will not be. We thank you for it. We need your support. Christmas is always usually slow for obvious reasons. So please consider orders today. It would be fantastic. And then the beginning of next week also will be back open. There's some great specials. There's a code. You want to go online, use the code DEC5. You get $5 off when you spend $50. Or DEC10, when you spend $100, you get $10 off, right off your bill. We got the new Super Krill Oil, the Super Silver, of course, Chaga Max from North American Urban Spice, and backed by popular demand, the Lateral Flora from Dr. Group, and the Livertrex. You want to start feeling better, you know, detox that liver. It's the only internal organ that actually can regenerate. How cool is that? We Grown by Nature Potassium. Catherine tells me we still do have some of that potassium. If you have cramps in your legs, there's two balances in your body, the calcium magnesium balance and then the salt potassium balance. And both of them, usually in Americans, or especially Americans, are off. Way off on the salt.
Yeah.
We need more potassium to balance it out. That's what potassium does. So you need that potassium. New customers get the first 10 at checkout. You get 10% off. Or just tell Jay when you call. Also, of course, the great Strauss Heart Drops, one of the most revolutionary, probably the most life-changing product we've ever had on here. It's on sale, the REM Sleep, all on sale at the Power Mall. And Wayne, we'll get into that, but we're going to have some other stories for us first. Our next guest is no stranger to the Power Hour. He is a longtime contributor, longtime friend, and we always love to have him on and hear his stories. He's about the most compelling guest when you get to know him. I've had the pleasure to get to know him. We call him a friend here. We call him a great health advocate. He is Wayne Elliott. Wayne, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It's my pleasure, as always.
Yeah, very good. For new listeners, we're always getting new listeners, and it's kind of Christmas time. I don't know who's listening, not listening, whatever, during this week. Just give us a brief Reader's Digest glimpse. Who is Wayne Elliott? What do you do?
Well, for the last almost 50 years, Daniel, I've been a recycler. We handle scrap metal. I'm a shipbreaker, my son's a third-generation shipbreaker. We're the oldest active ship recycler in the world and the first ISO environmental certified 20 years ago. We recycle batteries and metals and hazardous wastes, and so that's how I've made my living all this long while. I think of those businesses, the shipbreaking is my favorite. I love the ships, and but my passion, of course, is natural health and Jim Strauss and all his teachings. That's my real passion.
About 20 years ago now, you were, you felt like you were down for the count, and you were going to succumb to heart problems, and you were getting your affairs in order, and then really a miracle happened out of nowhere. Just maybe briefly tell that story.
Yeah, that was a miracle for me that day that I found out about Strauss heart drops. That was 21 or 22 years ago. I always lose track, Daniel, but I had all the angina symptoms and shortness of breath, leg cramps, night sweats, chest pains, no energy. And, it did run in my family. And when I read about the earlobe crease, and then looked in the mirror, sure enough, I had a big crease on each earlobe, and that's the best predictor of clogged arteries. And yeah, I did make plans way back then, Daniel, to, in case the same thing happened to me as happened to some others in our family, and so I tried to make some plans ahead of time so not to leave things stuck or in abeyance, and thankfully, I didn't need to do that. Thanks to the Strauss heart drops, I'm still here, still doing great, still feeling good, and feeling much younger than my years. I'm 65 now, but I sure don't feel it, Daniel.
We want to make it clear to the audience, this interview is not FDA approved. Wayne Elliott does not have the stamp of FDA approval. And when we talk about these stories, and you all, the listeners, have countless stories and emails and what have you, and we always love to get them. Please continue to send in your stories about how our products, specifically the heart drops, help you. But there's no law, quote-unquote, against free speech in America, and you'd be able to tell your stories. People's lives have been changed, and they say that over and over, and Wayne's story is no different. I want to take a little we're going to get into some new products that are coming out from Strauss. And these formulas are, some of them 200- and 300-year-old formulas. Do you trust people when it comes to health, the health experts, the health herbal experts of 300 years ago, or the people, quote unquote, health experts of today? I'll go with old school. That's just me. So that's Strauss. But I'm going to divert from that. And, we're going to do, I think it's going to be a treat. An audience is going to like this. There, you may have heard of the ship, the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. It was launched in 1958. It's a Great Lakes ship that goes back and forth on the Great Lakes. In 1975, it sank. Of course, there's been written stories about it. I don't. Who was the musician? Was that that did the song about the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot did the story about the Edmund Fitzgerald. And there's always the cloud hanging over that the crew messed up or something happened. It was a terrible tragedy. There's not many people that we can come on and talk about the depth and breadth of topics than Wayne Elliott. Wayne Elliott, to say, he when he tells a story, he's kind of a little modest, to be honest. He's a world-class shipbreaker. I mean, at a very high level. He has seen a lot in that industry, and he's got stories for days. And we don't take advantage, and we don't hear them. So I want to hear this story. Let's talk a little bit about your experience, the Edmund Fitzgerald. Give us a background. What is a Great Lakes boat going across? What is that, and what do you know about this? What can you add to the tale of Edmund Fitzgerald?
Well, I was really pleased, Daniel, to be a part of figuring out what went wrong with the Fitz, as it's called, the Edmund Fitzgerald. And she actually sank on her maiden voyage in I believe it was 75. She was, first of all, overloaded. They were very confident, and they loaded her with 3,000 tons of iron ore, more than the ship's capacity. She was a full-size, in those days, a full-size Great Lakes freighter, so 730 feet long and 75 feet wide, and empty, weighed about 8 or 9,000 tons. Very big ship and brand new, and I don't know why they overloaded her. It's not a usual thing, to my knowledge. And it was November, and on the Great Lakes, November is can be a historically bad month for wind and heavy weather. And it sure was that year, and, the Edmund Fitzgerald, leaving with her large cargo of iron ore for Cleveland, Ohio, down on Lake Erie, where I live. And she didn't make it out of Lake Superior, the big lake, or the Gitche-Gumee, they call Lake Superior, the Indians called it. And they got into, you know, just tremendous seas, 30 and 35-foot seas, rolling over the deck and so forth. And for years and years, they did discover the wreck in over 500 feet of water. They had these mini submarines went down, and quite something. The picture too of the ship broke in three, and the bow, the forward end, it dug into the lake bed 27 feet. And the reason you could see this was the front and back end of the ships, or the bow and stern of ships, they have, and the midship, have draft marks, so that it's a tool used to make sure a ship isn't overloaded for the seaway system, and there's a maximum depth overall, regardless of the size of a ship. So in any event, because this ship wasn't going through the Welland Canal or the locks at Montreal, they didn't have the depth as a concern. They put 3,000 tons more iron ore than the ship was really designed to carry. And there's been many stories over all the years of what might have gone wrong, a brand new ship, and the last call from Captain McSorley was that the ship was listing or leaning heavily to the starboard side, that's the right side, and he knew he had water in the ship, but reported he couldn't get it back to the pumps to save the ship. And then, you know, there's been lots of talk, not so much by mariners, but by others saying, geez, there was no last radio message. Well, you know, when the worst happened, which, you know, most figure, when the bow dipped under, you know, a solid green water wave, it would just be terrible with, you know, the wheelhouse windows blow out, and no one would have survived a moment at that point. But there was no last call. And when we were recycling or scrapping, breaking the sister ship, the Arthur B. Homer, we discovered largely what went wrong. And it was a
design flaw. Let me pause right there, Wayne. Pause right there a second, so people let me summarize so people can understand. Okay, again, this is really critical. The lakes, Lake Superior, all those Great Lakes. There's, so people understand who don't live there. There's transportation going back and forth. I mean, it's almost like an ocean at times. How aggressive these waves. Describe that so people know that.
Yeah, well, these are some of the biggest lakes in the world. I think they are the biggest freshwater lakes in the world, the Great Lakes, as they're called. And Superior is the biggest, by far the deepest. And so when storms do come up, they can be quite vicious. We've experienced some dead ship tows ourselves where we had some real trouble back many years ago. But
what is a dead ship tow, so people understand?
Well, that's a ship that's not under its own power and being towed by a tugboat or tugboats. Excuse me. We had our own experience with an old freighter from U.S. Steel I guess 30 years ago, where the in a heck of a gale up on Superior, 30-foot seas, and the single tugboat lost its main engine. It overheated and cooked its main engine. So everything was floundering up there in just a horrible gale. A Gulf oil tanker came and rescued the tugboat, threw a line to them and towed them back to Thunder Bay up at the top of Superior at the lakehead. And a Coast Guard gunboat stood by our tow while it was just floundering and bobbing around in case it got into any trouble or navigation, they would sink it. So Superior can be, all the lakes can be pretty wild, but Superior is the granddaddy. It's the biggest. And that's where the Fitzgerald was traveling.
Right.
Under its own power, of course, on a maiden voyage. So she wasn't under tow.
And this boat about 800 feet long?
The Fitz was 730 feet long, so that's, as you know, Daniel, that's over two football fields long.
Oh, yeah.
And
how tall out of the water are we talking about? Are we talking about 100 feet out of the water or 200 feet, or what are we talking about?
No, from the keel, the bottom plate that would be well underwater, of course, it would be 30 feet under the water when the ship was fully loaded. So there'd be, with the superstructure and the top of the wheelhouse, there'd be another 50 or 60 feet, so probably 100 or a little better than 100 feet overall from the bottom keel plate to the highest point. And so they were, you know, as the song tells us, you know, they were having a heck of a time. And there was a major design flaw we discovered when we recycled the sister ship, the Arthur B. Homer.
When you say sister ship, that means... sister ship mean? What does that mean for our audience?
Well, it generally means they're pretty much identical build ships. So there were two ships built like the Fitzgerald, and the other one sailed for the Bethlehem Steel Fleet in the United States called the Arthur B. Homer. She was also a bad luck ship, the Arthur B. was. She'd had a collision and stove her front end in for the first few years of sailing, and then the owners put a mid-body section in her. They lengthened her 96 feet. So when we recycled the Arthur B. Homer, it was the largest ship, still is the largest ship ever have been recycled on the Great Lakes. She was 826 feet long.
Wow.
And a big vessel. So, but, you know, it's always been all these years. It's now, 45 years to today. But for many years, there were many theories. And one of them, and probably the most disturbing to a mariner or a sailor, was that perhaps the crew erred and didn't close off the deck vents. And these are, they look like horns. You've likely seen them. They'll have an opening like a funnel of maybe 10 or 12 inches, and there's one that goes down to each of the ship's ballast tanks. So on a ship like the Homer, there were 16 of these deck vents, and it's to vent the tanks. Well, those crew would always close when they're sailing, and especially in heavy weather. So I don't think any mariner ever believed that the crew would have been at fault. But at the same time, the 29 families that lost their loved one when the ship sank, it you know, I always felt for them that it was, you know, it was felt that possibly the crew was at fault. This kind of thing, I'd have to say, you know, that that doesn't happen, not with experienced sailors. So, you know, it was interesting to get the sister ship, and there were really two flaws, Daniel. The big hatch covers that cover the openings up on the deck, up on top, these big steel one-piece covers, and there's a hatch crane that lifts them on and off and travels along rails on the deck, and that's how they load the ship. And in the case of the straight deck bulk carriers that don't unload themselves, this is how they unload as well, either with big shore cranes or if they're hauling grain, the grain legs at the grain elevators would unload the ship. So the hatch covers one, the Arthur B. Homer and the Edmund Fitzgerald were faulty. The gaskets were faulty. They're very large rubber. If you picture like a rubber gasket on the top of a mason jar, well, for these hatch covers, which are like 55 feet long and 12 or 13 feet wide, they have a rubber gasket inserted in them where they come down on what's called the hatch combing, where they sit. And same as in a mason jar, to prevent anything from leaking out or in, that's the whole purpose of the hatch cover gaskets. These are pieces of rubber about 3 to 4 inches long by 2 inches wide. So it's a considerable strip of rubber. And when the hatches are set in place and then the dogs, they're dogged down, which is a screw device. And there'll be 55, 60 of them on every single hatch cover. So these are well secured. But on the Homer and on the Fitz, the gaskets were faulty. And did allow water to get into the cargo holds where the cargo was, in this case, iron ore. That was one problem, but if the ship had not been, had this major design flaw with the drains in the cargo hold, I don't imagine she'd have sunk. Normally, a Great Lakes freighter is almost a square, Daniel. It's not like ocean-going ships that have the V hull. Great Lakes freighters have flat bottoms. And so it's much like a box. Very difficult to roll a Laker over like you can an ocean ship. Very difficult, almost impossible for it to turn turtle or flip over, whereas ocean ships can roll over. The Lakers really cannot. And so in each cargo hold, that's where the cargo sits, and there's normally cargo hold dividers, steel bulkheads. Most oftentimes there's 4 individual holds with steel bulkheads. Stops the cargo from moving too much in the ship, and in the case of mixed cargoes, of course, it allows the owners to separate commodities. But the Fitzgerald was loaded completely with iron ore, and these cargo hold drains, instead of being in each corner of the cargo hold, of each cargo hold rather, so that would be 2 in the front, 2 in the after end of the cargo hold, 1 on each side of the ship, so that as if water ever got into the cargo hold, it would make the ship list or lean to that side. And then there's the drains right there, you see, so the water can go down the drains, down the ballast piping, back to the engine room where the overboard pumps are, and the overboard discharge pumps. So it, unbelievable, really, it was to us. But the Homer and the Fitzgerald had 1 drain in each cargo. Excuse me, they had 2, but they did not have 1 on each side. They had 1 at each end of the cargo hold and in the middle. Now, if you just picture that now and assume water is going into that hold or holds, I don't know if they were all leaking. I guess we'll never know, but there definitely was water ingress into the ship. Well, the ship would have to be half over on its side before the water could get high enough to get to a drain in the center of the ship. And that was the big problem with the Fitzgerald. And when the Captain McSorley radioed in that he had a serious list to starboard, but he couldn't seem to get the water to the pumps, he was exactly correct. Now, it's hard for me to believe that the designer and the shipyard and Lloyd's of London and the captain and the chief and the shipyard staff that this could happen. It's almost impossible. However, one of my best friends, his son was killed on another ship, a school ship, and another major design flaw that involved venting the battery locker. It had 1 vent pipe instead of 2, and that killed my friend's boy. And so, you know, these things do happen, but it's hard to believe, really. You know, the owners invest $30, $40, $50 million in a ship, and you wouldn't think things like that would be missed. But we discovered it when we were recycling the Arthur B. Homer. They did a television show called The Dive Detectives. In addition to our work and illustrating it right on television, they one of the authorities went to an outfit in Newfoundland, Canada, who did all this testing for waves and so forth. It was a small test in tanks, but it was it was theoretically what the fifth suffered that night out in Lake Superior. So.
Wow. So basically, all right, so summarize. Water was going into the Fitzgerald. It was leaning to the right side or starboard side. The water, the captain said, for whatever reason, we can't get the water to the pumps. You doing breaking down the sister ship, which had the exact same design, you realize that there were no drains on the side. I mean, it only makes sense. If water comes in, the biggest danger to a ship, hey, if it's going to lean one way or another. So if it leans one way, because of water, the drains can pull it out. If there's no drain there, then it's just going to keep leaning. So that's
right. The more water gathering and the list or the lean increasing. It was indeed a very serious problem, particularly on that night. And then, as bad luck would have it, the hatch cover gaskets were faulty and allowed water in. So when she broke up.
We got about a minute for the break. Okay, let me ask you just real quick so we don't break apart this story. So when it has that much weight in it, I imagine, you correct me if I'm wrong, it's got so much weight of that extra water. Now when you're dealing with 30-foot waves and those ships, I mean, they go up. If you've ever seen, ladies and gentlemen, they come crashing. I mean, they come crashing down that 30 feet when they hit the other side. Did that extra weight just make it boom? I mean, it probably just split in two at that point.
Well, it didn't help, but it actually broke in three, and I think most people think what is called a green water wave, a very large wave that had no air in it, so solid water, came over that bow and submarined the ship. She broke up as she on the surface and as she was going down. They never did find the mid-body. They have never found the middle of the ship.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll finish this on.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.